Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome back once again. Well, we kind of know what's going to happen when we start off the show with Kill Say Mars and one of the theme songs for Al Porter, Man in the Street. And speaking of Man in the Street, thank you for checking out chapter 12 and verse 21. That M period, A period, N period, acronym abbreviation for Music Activism and News. For those listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in to 646-478-0944 like a couple of other phone callers that I see on the line. If you are sending in any music or any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talker 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, before I do anything else, I guess I should let you all know some of what's happening. So I would be wrong if I didn't tell you about Looking Good Home Improvement. Now, if you're looking for them on the web, it's the same way it's spelled out, LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodel, flooring, tile and wood flooring, violation list repairs, 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. Now, I need to go back and let people know that also Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter, the Facebook of Joseph M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R with a period, Facebook Kent and Angelica. They're back on radio on newstalkcleveland.com Wednesday evenings. You can Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. Hit up on the website for the hot R&B producer, Emax the Image at www.3342music.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. Four classic episodes, OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You could Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow, the man, the myth, Eastside, is back in the building from his out-of-the-city travels. With that being said, let me look at this. Oh, I love it. I get to give an infamous shout-out to that 833-574 phone number. You all had the nerve to call me while I'm live doing my show. We'll check on that one later on. Also, the webpage, like I say, blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. Twitter page of Al Porter Jr. 1 or at Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, if you're looking for thelogtv.com and We Are Cleveland, the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. Now, I'm having fun. Nice little meal set out, enjoying myself. And so what I will do is let people know before I go to the phone lines. I would be remiss if I didn't mention it, but I have no choice but to mention the fact that, there we go, James Nathaniel Brown, February 17th, 1936 to May 18th, 2023. American football fullback, civil rights activist, and actor. He played for the Cleveland Browns of the National Football League, NFL, from 1957 to 1965, considered to be one of the greatest running backs of all time, as well as one of the greatest players in NFL history. Brown was a Pro Bowl invitee every season he was in the league, was recognized as the AP NFL Most Valuable Player 3 times, and won an NFL championship with the Browns in 1964 before they changed their whole Super Bowl season and brought that in. He led the league in rushing yards in 8 out of his 9 seasons, and by the time he retired, he held most major rushing records. In 2002, he was named by the Sporting News as the greatest professional football player ever. Brown earned unanimous All-American honors playing college football at Syracuse University, where he was an all-around player for the Syracuse Orangemen football team. The team later retired his number 44 jersey. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1995. He was also widely considered one of the greatest lacrosse players of all time, and the Premier Lacrosse League MVP Award is named in his honor. Brown also excelled in basketball and track and field. So it's just amazing that he carried the ball 2,359 times for 12,312 rushing yards and 106 touchdowns, which were all records when he retired. He averaged 104.3 rushing yards per game and is the only player in NFL history to average over 100 rushing yards per game for his career. It's amazing because right now in Cleveland, 7 years ago, only one artist around. You look for artists all over the international, whatever, but believe it or not, Suave Gotti did the song called Jim Brown, and it's good to see that song come back. It's good to see Kai Dog crew honor that man. They made sure they wanted to put his story in their TV shows and episodes, so they've been able to do that. Let's go to our first phone caller. Now, I do have a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. I'm not going to give you all 10 in a row because I want to get to some of the phone callers, but I'm going to say top 10, number 10, debuting was Twayne McGee's birthday party. A lot of promotions that he did. Number 9, debuting, Carter G. Woodson comedy show, which was yesterday on Saranac Road. It was an excellent, excellent program. Now, I will say that moving up to number 8 was the T.J. Dow birthday party, which was the past Saturday. Now, I have seven other things to tell you about. We're not going to get into all seven. We're going to break it down and go to some of our phone callers. 216-309. You're the first one on. 216-309. How you doing out there?
Hi, everybody. This is Evangelist Brenda Fulmer, and my colleagues will call me Queen Bee. How's everybody out there doing in Radio Land tonight?
Excellent, excellent. Tell me what's on your mind, Queen Bee.
All I can say is it's good to be alive, and God woke us all up this morning to be on this earth for a purpose, and I'm glad to be in the land of living, and it's a lot going on. And what I can say is pay attention to your surroundings, y'all. Don't let everybody in your circle. Sometimes when we let certain people in our circle, they say they don't like us, they love us, and they're not jealous because they are. They ain't going to tell you off the spot they're not jealous or another thing or conversation. We are living in a very strange world. We're living in Revelation right now. We're living in Revelation right now, everybody, out there in Radio Land.
Wow.
And we got
to love
one another. We got to help one another. We got to stop knocking each other down and lift each other up. When your brother or sister falling down, lift them up. Don't talk about them. Get on the phone talking and texting and joking and making jokes and crack about them. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you do that, it will backfire you three times more. And it will. Don't think it won't, because it do that. I know for myself. And you got to be truthful to yourself. We got to start helping one another. My condolences go out to Jim Brown family, and just keep each other in prayer, because it's a lot going on.
Truth.
Don't knock each other down. Lift each other up, okay? Just knocking and kicking each other in the butt and cussing and fussing is not getting it. Because when you do that, it do not solve anything. You know, it just don't. I mean, I have a lot more to say, but that was on my mind to say tonight
to you guys
in Radio Land. I just like to thank God for my family and pray for us and my children, my grandchildren, my nieces and nephews, my brother, my sister, my uncles and my aunts, my other half, and it's just everybody. Just everybody. We got to pray for one another. To my colleagues out this art, to Al, to Ronnie B, to DJ Y, to Squab Gotti, Major Task, to Miss Glass, Miss Monica Porchpoint. Did I say that right?
Cowboy.
Cowboy. I love them, my big brother and sister. I love them. I'm so proud of them. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of them. Congratulations on their behalf and what they're doing. And just keep them lifted up, okay? Just keep them lifted up. Not only them, but you, Al, as well as Ronnie B, all of us, myself, DJ Rod, and Deacon Dante Taylor. I cannot forget D.
You can.
Him as well. Yeah. You funny. But, yeah, we got to help one another. And I don't have no more to say. I say this every week on Monday night. I love everybody, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm signing off to listen to us on every Monday night with our colleague in the Black Lives Matter Black Talk Radio. I'm signing off. Peace, and God bless you all. I'm gone.
I hear you. And peace on that. This is getting better and better, because I still have more people on the phone line. So what I need to do is run through some things so I can get everybody on. But I will say, top 10, we have 7 to go. 7th spot, moving up, Mayor Annette M. Blackwell's campaign kickoff last Saturday at the Lane. So many high-powered individuals. It was just a beautiful affair in the afternoon to evening. Uh-oh, number 6 debuting. So you think you can rap showcase that was last Saturday. It was so many entertaining names that was a part of that. I'm going to stop at the number 6 spot. Why? Because somebody will get mad at me on the phone line for keeping them too long. So instead of doing that, let's go to the 216 with the 315. 216, 315, how you doing out there?
I'm doing good, Al. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. As a matter of fact, it sounds like we have some hope in the house. What's going on?
Always, always. It's a Cleveland poet and you know it. Always glad to participate. You know, we go way back like flat tops.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And with that honest-to-goodness testimony and testimonial coming from you, we have so much history. Ooh-wee. Now I have to go back because I didn't even mention the Log TV Network, but now I have to ask you, what's on your mind and what caused you to call tonight?
Well, you know, Al, just thinking about the last conversation we had in regard to our youth, and I can't wait to join you coming up real soon at the hip-hop workshop. You know, and just thinking about everything that's going on with our young people, incarceration numbers for our young people are off the chain. And it's really sad, you know. That's our future, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of the aggression these young people are showing reflects a lot of pain, reflects a lot of hurt. And to be honest with you, it takes a village to raise a child. And I can directly relate to that. Just thinking about some of the issues I went through as a youth, trying to find myself, trying to work through emotions and feelings growing up. And sometimes, a lot of times, our community, a lot of dysfunction and generational curses. You know what I'm saying? So we got to find a way to reach our young people. You know what I'm saying? Show them that they do have a future. I remember a long time ago, I was talking to a young man. And, you know, he was growing up with my kids, and I was just asking him, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? He said, well, Miss Hope, I'll either want to be a football player or a basketball player. I said, okay. I said, well, what if those things are possible? You know what he said to me? He said, well, if I can't be that, I can't be anything. What else is there for me? And that was so disparaging that we grew up with the notion that we could be whatever we wanted to be, that the opportunities for us are limitless. And I mean, when you got young people at such a, I'm talking about a little boy, 8, 9 years old, that said if those things weren't possible for him, he couldn't even foresee any other future where he could live successfully to reach his hopes and dreams and aspirations. That was sad. That was really sad. And we as a community, we got to do everything in our power to uplift our people. We have to, and show them that we are there. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to share, if I could, this is a poem that I wrote that speaks to the things that I went through in my youth and how it left me feeling. And the poem is called Hidden.
Okay. Hidden. Right. Let's go.
All right. There's a broken person hiding deep inside of me, a scared and lonely little girl that no one else can see. Here on the surface, she's always crying out, but the broken trust inside keeps her shrouded in doubt. She longs to feel the sunlight kiss her golden skin, but shame and fear blot it out and keep her trembling within. She often dreams of being free to laugh, to live, to love, and rediscover all the things her laugh was once made of. One day she'll forgive them all so she can finally be free. But until then, she remains hidden inside of me. So with that, I want to say there's so much going on with our young people that they don't know how to express. They don't have outlets where they could say, hey, this is going on with me. We have so many kids, so many of our kids in the foster care system. It's so overrun that they're literally sleeping on the floor in the administration building. These are our children, and it's our responsibility to throw out a lifeline because they're drowning. And if we don't do something, they're going to grow up and be broken people.
True.
So we got to do something. So I just encourage anybody that's listening. Like what was the saying, that go each one, reach one. If it's just a kid down the street, the little girl next door, show them that we're here, that we care, that we have an ear that's open and ready to listen. Because a lot of these things these kids are going through, a lot of us can relate to. So with that, again, thank you so much for having me. I'm the Cleveland poet, and you know it.
And you've been a Cleveland poet for a long time, and we definitely know it. When did you first start with poetry?
Oh, Al, I'm going to tell you, my love for poetry started when I was just a little girl, and I was greatly influenced by the poets of the Harlem Renaissance. The thing that kind of brought me over and created that as a passion for me. My mother, a long time ago, she was an avid book reader. I mean, my mother ate books, okay?
Okay.
She got me a book from the library called The Negro Anthology of Poetry. And I know a lot of people, and I'm not knocking spoken word, but I'm a poet at the heart. I'm a poet at the heart. I read that book, and just so many of the words that leapt off those pages for me, the worlds that they created for me, that they drew me away from whatever there was that was going on in my community, whatever it was that was going on in my little child life. It took me to another place. It showed me a way to express my frustrations, my feelings, my anxieties, my joy. It just created a whole nother world for me. It just really did. And I also have to give a shout out to my Auntie Lee. Rest in peace. She was a librarian. Many days, I grew up in latchkey kid age. Many days I would get out of school. I would go to the library with my aunt. And a lot of, she made us join the Friends of the Library. And at the time, you know, it wasn't cool. But there were times when they would do inventory, and we would have to go to work with her and stay late nights and help them do inventory. Now, in the bottom of the library were stacks. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books. I would just read and read and read and read. And it just, for me, I love all things literary. It just molded me. It just shaped my young mind. So I have to be grateful to my ancestors for the gifts that they've given me. And
Amen.
That is the greatest of them all. But, you know, having that as an outlet really helped me. It really helped me. It really did. You know, we got to reach out to our young people and show them it's another way, that there is a hope in the future.
Okay,
you know?
Then. Don't.
And I'm
going
to go to Jeremiah 29:11. I know the hope I have for you. Hope to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future. We got to let our kids know that there is a hope in the future that's waiting for them.
Jeremiah 29:11. thank you so much for that. Don't be a stranger so that you can call back and give us some poetry when it dawns on your heart. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. One love, Al.
One love. See, man. Calling and letting us know what some of us need to do, including myself. I could say, hey, I do this, I do that. But then again, it's always more to do to help out in the community. So once you start thinking, I'm already doing. So with that being said, I am going to now, before going to the last two phone callers, I'll be going shortly to the 216773, followed by the 216412. But the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment and even promotions. So we will say that the number 5 spot debuting was Rhyme Fest, Richie Carlisle, last Saturday. Many powerful artists ended up at that program. Number 4 debuting, E-Rock, E-R-O-C, the birthday party last Wednesday. It also had CUMR covering it, Brother Suave Gotti in the house, and many others. That was a huge thing. Ooh, we do have about 3 things left. We'll get to those shortly. Let's go to the 216773. You are on live. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Al. How are you?
I am.
This is Dolores.
Alive, phenomenally well. I'm glad you called in because, honorable mention time, isn't there something coming up this coming I'll say of all days, Sunday? And if so, if I got the day right, I might not. I'm not as young as I used to be. But can you tell me what's going on?
Well, I'm not sure what you're saying on Sunday, but at least I don't remember at this point. But there's a lot of different things going on. Just basically out there in the community helping and making sure people wellness is, as well as working with former council person TJ Dow, getting the word out about what he's doing. I am planning some additional community forums with him, as well as prayer breakfasts, so we can get more people out in the community to let them know what's going on. Basically, that's it, trying to make sure that, I'm the type that really wants people to understand what's happening in their community so they can engage and make their own judgment or, how they would like to, proceed. But it's all about education and awareness, bringing that to, the community to make sure people are, understand what's happening so they can make an educated decision on what's best. And, so basically that's what I'm, out here doing, trying to make sure that we, take a care of some things. Now, when you say Sunday, that's May the 28th, and we do, we are doing a memorial for the founder of the Carl Stoke Brigade. He turned 100 as of December 31st of 2022.
Wow.
And unfortunately, he's passed away on March the 1st of this year. And so his family just basically wanted to, memorialize him with guests and people coming out to speak about their love for Mr. Burt Jennings. And so that's what's happening on the 28th, which is going to be at Cold Lake in Berea, from 2 to 4. So that's what's happening. I almost forgot because this, to me, it's a sad occasion because I got to meet Mr. Jennings when I was elected as the president of the Carl Stoke Brigade. And, he has a wealth of knowledge, just very, very, just smart and just very, very much in the fight of activism and, bringing awareness. I mean, he was just even all over 100 and just, I went to his birthday party and this man was so powerful in the words that he said. I read his books. There's so many great things about him.
Wow.
And I'm saddened by his death, but I will be there in attendance. I will be speaking on the Carl Stoke Brigade behalf because the family wanted the president to speak. So I'm trying to think about what I'm going to say without getting choked up, but all I can say is when I met him, he gave me the soul brother handshake that told me at that
wow.
very moment that Dolores, you are definitely, yeah, it was powerful, and that Dolores, you are definitely an activist and like a welcome to me. So I'm going to miss him, and so that's what's going on May the 28th, Sunday.
Thank you so much. I have to ask you about a couple of things before we go, and I hope you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
or was there something else you definitely wanted to talk about?
Well, I did want to talk about my song that I have out called Zumba Time, which is really getting a lot of attention.
It is.
A young lady that had a fashion show for a fundraiser for children, with Down syndrome. She wants to have my song in her fashion show so people can walk down. I thought that was exciting. And then I received a call from a gentleman in New York that has a plus-size modeling agency as well as magazine. And so he wanted to promote the song as well as interview me regarding what I'm doing in the community and that sort of thing. And that's in New York. And then also I was just on Dr. Jarvis radio show, which aired, I believe it was Thursday. It aired Thursday. And, it will be coming back out so people can listen to it. And we talked about wellness and, that sort of thing. So those are the things that is going on with me. And I'm just really excited about the song and I still can't believe I did that, even with the, just the kind of repetitive type, because I didn't know what else to say, but everybody is liking it. And I'm just happy to be able to, to have fun in the midst of me helping others as well.
Well, I'm glad you said what you did, because I was going to ask you about that song. And so that's excellent. I know TJ Downs' event birthday made it in the top 10, the birthday party. I will ask one thing. When it comes to you working with somebody, I believe it was at the Purpose in Your Healing event. It was well attended. We talked about it. It was a top event in the top 10. It was that strong, and so I have to stop myself and then ask you, how do you feel when you work with people? Because it was at that event that TJ Dow, who is running for judge in our region, and he actually said that you were basically not only his right hand, but his left hand too. Talk to me a little bit about what goes into loyalty or working with somebody before I go and bother some of the other phone callers who are on the line. But what's your thought process?
Well, what goes into that is trust. That's the number one thing. And he and I, we butt heads, but that's just with anyone who I've been knowing him for a long time, and I've been him. Believe in what he's trying to do. And a lot of the things that he's doing, so I'm the one that kind of encourages that because
right.
he didn't really want to do anything for his birthday. And I told him, I said, you need to, do something for your birthday because he's not one that really celebrates it. But, I wanted to do something. I wanted him to do something to show people, his fun side, to show people what his purpose is and that sort of thing. So, he had a host committee that got everything together. I just went to relax and be there. But, we work well together. We're friends. And so, that's something that's, like you said, nobody can change that because we are connected. And, you know, we think alike. So I think when you are with people, you have to have that same mindset. You have to have that same care that you want, you know, what you want for yourself. You want for the other person and for whomever is around you. And, you know, I think that's what makes it work, is that you have to, you know, understand each other and have that trust. So, you know, I'm proud of him, and I'm hoping for the best. I'm out there working every day, you know, to get his, you know, his name out there even more. And so he really doesn't have to come to me and say, Dolores, can you do this, the other? I think about it before he brings it out of his mouth. So I guess that's why he stated that I am his right and his left hand. So I would say he's also like my left and my right hand as well. And so I'm really proud of him and care about him deeply.
Well, thank you very much. Continued success on that song. I can't get that song out of my head for the simple fact
Also, he has
jingle.
A song out, too. Yes, he also has a song out, too. I have to send it to you.
Please do. This is phenomenal times in our region.
You will like
definitely.
It.
I definitely believe I will. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I am feeling so good that before I go to the 216412 and then the 629 area code with the 264, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 3, moving up, DJ Joe Boom, rest in peace, rest in heaven, 3rd annual DJ Blowout the past Saturday. Number 2 debuting because of how powerful it was, how many people. They had events. It was the Cleveland Marathon yesterday and Saturday. That's number 2. And number 1, the biggest jump. Facebook Greatest R&B Legends Awards 2023 last Saturday. They also had a Rock Hall panel session and Kennedy panel section on Thursday. Friday they had something. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, biggest jump. I'm going to go right now to 216-412, 216-412. Help us. How are you?
How you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Man, awesome that you mentioned that. Because I was there.
Wow.
I was actually there. I got a chance to shake hands with Sam Silk, Big Moochie. Me and Big Moochie go way back, first of all. He gave me a lot of mentorship back in the day. You might see where that Tapman time step come into play. If y'all view that. So I'm about to upload it. I'm giving y'all the A2 quality very soon. So it was a very awesome night. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Major Taps from Proprietor ENT. I'm just saying, man, everybody had an awesome week. You know what I'm saying? This recently, it was awesome. Like, the atmosphere, the weather, everything. It was cool, nice.
Right.
Awesome vibing and stuff. So, yeah, that red carpet, the R&B Legends Awards 2023 was awesome. And, you know, I mean, had good fun there. A lot of people in the house. Got a broadcast on IG. Check me out. For the most part, this Saturday, for Proud ENT, we'll be performing this this Saturday at Southgate Lanes. If anybody know where the original Southgate Lanes is, it's costing us now, though. It's
It's
still a bowling alley.
Everybody, yes, it is.
I know a lot of people. You from Cleveland? Y'all have been to Maple. Y'all done rode past that before. So if you guys don't have anything to do on this awesome Saturday that's coming up, feel free to pull up and support Executive Hits event, another Executive Hits event, you know. So pull up. Major Tassel's performance actually opening up. You're going to see me. You're going to see Almighty FX. And you're going to see a whole bunch of other artists that basically embrace that stage. Well, a bowling lane, though, we can make that a stage, too, to show them what's going on. So,
right.
You know, that's what we doing. Like, real talk, 216 is a big thing going on right now. And then further ado, I also want to say, I don't know if I should say it here or I should say it at the next hip-hop workshop event. Because I want people to come out to the hip-hop workshop event to announce this, though, because this is a big major. Well, what do you think, Brother Sheriff? I'm going to ask you this. Do you think I should make this announcement now or at the next hip-hop workshop event?
Oh, even though I want the audience to know, now I have to stop and say, you're right. It can be announced at the next hip-hop workshop on June the 3rd. But they need to know it's a major announcement and a major thing that you'll be representing the land, the region, all
right.
Over the, and I'm going to leave it at that. Let them try to figure it out, and they might not be able to figure it out, and they can just come on to the workshop and find that out.
Cool. I'm with that. Let's do that. At the end of the day, Cleveland, let's keep on pushing, doing positive, productive things out here. This is going to be a long, well, it's been an awesome spring. We going into the summer. If I'm right, is it summer yet? I mean, it is June. Well,
we're
possibly going into June. Well, I mean,
yep, June.
This is
going to
be a nice, awesome year for everyone. We gotta still keep on, just keep on, like I said, being aware of certain things, just staying focused. Aware of things, staying focused, staying positive, staying productive. Repetition is a key, into applying yourself, let's keep on pushing when it comes to this 216 movement. Everybody, we're going to make this this place we call 216 Cleveland. There's a lot of big things. You got the whole Rocketeer, the Cuyahoga Dogs. Check that series out, most definitely. A lot of big things. Stay in tune with other people doing productive things, So, I mean, we gotta uplift and build things and stuff like that. But I'm not gonna keep on talking you guys' ears off. I'm sure other people wanna get on here, So, at the end of the day, I will give you guys sooner, very soon. So, with that being said,
indeed.
Peace.
Peace. This man made it so easy, and I know it's something major, major announcement. So, all roads are leading into the hip-hop workshop, and for those who don't know, Brick House Wellness, Dolores Gray, Big Brother Aaron, as well as Day May Danielle, members of the Hip Hop Workshop Committee that is up under Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. So at least the other committee member who is listening should be able to tell them, oh, yeah, he's going to make sure that announcement is made at the Hip Hop Workshop. And so with that being said, let's go to this 629 area code with the 264. 629, 264, how you doing?
What's popping with it, Porter? What's going on? What's good?
Man, you have so much stuff going on. Talk to me about what is happening in our region.
Man, listen, man, it's going crazy, it's going wild. Big shout out to the whole gang, the whole movement. Big Jada, Too Crazy, man, the whole game, man, we turned up this Saturday, man. It was crazy at the complex, man, it was something crazy, but long story short, you feel me, we got a lot going on, we got a lot moving, you feel me, like, we just did something for the city Saturday, we about to do something for the females. I ain't going to even say too much about that, I'm going to let the homie say something about that, you feel me, because he on live too, you feel me, so July 1st, July 2nd, the city got to get ready, man. It's about to be crazy. Big shout out, she belongs to the streets. I am bringing another celebrity guest
what?
Out there. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be wild. She belongs to the streets. No red lights. It's gonna be crazy. July 1st and July 2nd. I'm telling you, it's gonna be ridiculous in the city. Vegeta, man, holla at him, man. Tell him what's going on, man. Tell him the city got
popping. What?
Popping.
Big Vegeta, you feel me?
Hey Al, what's popping with you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent because if I'm not mistaken, man, you have been one of the most consistent artists, I'll say, new artists.
You feel me?
Yeah, you've been hungry. And so with that being said,
no, no. Let me
I'm all ears. I want to hear this. What's going on, y'all?
And he just did his first showcase, and it was so crazy. It was something ridiculous.
So we just did the first So You Think You Can Rap showcase. We got that out the way, which is packed.
Okay.
We did a nice, great turnout. We had some dope performances. Tilt the Brand, she won the top headliner performance of the night. And then we also had Sleepy, who won the top non-headliner performance of the night. On top of that, we got 1078. We got Halfway Done. We got the art cover done, the cover art done. We got the checklist halfway complete. We about to be dropping that really soon, July 1st. We got Bags and Barbies, all-female showcase. So female artists, tap in with Big Jada, BIGGETA underscore music on Instagram. Tap in with me ASAP.
I think you need to say it again. They not understanding the Bags and Barbies.
Yeah, please say that again.
All-lady showcase, Bags and Barbies, you feel me? It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Bags and Barbies, man. Bags and Barbies. All-female showcase. All-female artists tapping with me ASAP. Also, we got July 1st and July 2nd. We got the I Do The Most video shoot. Also, we got Tooth the Brand video shoot. So,
wow.
Man, shout
and
out.
That's gonna be, and that's going to be the realest video shoot. So we got I Do The Most and the realest video shoot, both popping all weekend. So everybody pop out. Everybody. We need the whole city to pop out for both events all day, all night, 2 days.
Hey, shout out.
Big Jada, to the Brand. You already know how we coming. Slap.
Yes, such is.
Hey, I'm telling you, shout out the whole game, man. I'm telling you, it's so crazy. I was proud, man. I thought I was looking at myself when I seen this event, man. I almost cried.
Wow.
I was like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah, we got Tooth the Brand over here, too.
You feel me?
Hey, y'all.
Yes,
it's Tooth the Brand. Hey, Al.
We got the whole game over here. You feel me?
With that being said, how you doing out there? I know you're living it large and successful and everything like that, but talk to us, please.
I've been just consistent from the last time that you saw me. Just keep doing shows while me doing work. Like Gita just said on his showcase, I won the best headliner. I put on the show, gave him a little snippet of something new, something that I got coming out. You feel me? So you know, I had everybody let it turn, and it's only going up from here. I'm so happy that I meet all these talented and dope artists. Again, shout out to Team New Life and everybody that been just watching me grow. You feel me? And I love it. So I love doing what I'm doing. I'm having fun.
Yes,
like you said,
yes,
the video coming out for the release July 2nd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I need everybody to pop out, you know?
Okay.
If you real, pop out.
Hey, man, listen, man. That's not even a half of it, man. Shout out to No Red Lights. Shout out, she belongs to the streets, man. Like I said, I do have a celebrity guest coming through. Celebrity DJ guest coming through July 1st and 2nd, man. Porter,
okay.
you know how I do it when I drop the celebrity guest, man. They love it. They love the city, man. It's crazy, man. Shout out Truth, man. Shout out Bucko. Hey, man, we bringing No Red Lights to the city this time. It's crazy.
I hear you on that, and a big congratulations on that win, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because of the energy that the artist has been bringing. So with that being said, once again, where do we need to be on July 1st and 2nd? Where do we need to be?
Man, we gonna hot.
You need to be at the complex, 9801 Wofford Avenue. That's the complex, 9801 Wofford Avenue. It's on the west side. Come through. Pop out is Big Jada, Slack Gang, Thunderbird Entertainment, New Life, You already know how we coming. We coming hard and we turning up lit.
Shout out to Thunder War Entertainment. Shout out to big shout out to Thunder War Entertainment.
Oh, God.
Dang. Oh, yeah, tomorrow we will be live, Voice of Radio, man, 6:30. Make sure y'all tap in. Make sure y'all call in. It's going to be a movie. Y'all going to hear it again, you feel me?
Yeah.
So with that being said, a big shout-out, I forgot to throw that in there, to Thunder Roar Entertainment, who has been doing things consistently for a few years now. So I had to put that out there.
I had my first show right there. I had my first show there, and they've been supporting me. There are some good people. The vibe and energy is always good, and I always come back to show my love. That's the only thing I can do, show love to the people who show me love.
Hey, big shout-out to Randall Colvin, man. Big shout-out to Randall Colvin.
And so with that being said, how can people – well, we already know, voiceitradio.com tomorrow – they'll be on live, but is there anything else that we need to know?
Y'all need to follow Big Jita on Instagram to tap in for your slots. That's BIGGETA underscore music. Also, go follow Toot the Brand for her new realist release on all platforms. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
And follow
Thank
me on Instagram.
You. Okay.
At Too Crazy for more updates.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you all so much for calling in. Look forward to vibing with everybody by tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, Al. Slap.
Yes, sir. Life.
That's it. Peace. And my thing is, that's some phenomenal news. Before I do anything else, let's see what's going on with that 216. And one thing I can say, I appreciate everyone who's called in. But as I check my lines, and I'm like all happy because I got through everything, and then I see that 347, 216, 347, what would you like to add?
How you doing, Brother Al?
I am doing well. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
As president of Black Lives Matter, for the deaf.
Yeah.
All right. So break it down for
my,
your brother.
Oh, yes. I always do it every week. So we see the mayor of Cleveland he is challenged the governor on, I think, he did want to raise the Illuminate company to a big five. Okay. Now, ain't this the same scam that the governor of the GOP in Columbus are doing to tax the poor people?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay. Now, ain't this the same, the old House Speaker is on trial because the scam of the light company?
I thought
okay.
it was.
Yeah. So, we want to send a clear message to our governor, Mark DeWine. You do not pay our light bill. Keep your hands off of our bill if you ain't going to pay them.
Oh, wait.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, Governor Mike DeWine, keep your scam off our light bill if you're not going to pay them. Okay? So,
okay, sir.
And we want to honor our law enforcement for Police Week last week. Last week was Police Week for law enforcement. So
right.
We just tell our governor, you know, all these calls, tell the governor, I say it. And, you know, I don't bite my tongue when I say it.
keep your hands off of our light bill if you ain't going to pay it. And keep your scam with them, because at the end of the day, the people who do the scam is going to get caught. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Thank you for that message. It sounds like that message is going to be maybe a message that they march on. Using that as a saying, they just might. I'm not going to say they're not. Thank you so much for that message. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
You know? When times like this, I have to go into a classic. A classic song, when you reach out to that somebody special, and when you say, why do I do this? And then you say, I do this for you. So with that being said, I got to play this song and dedicate that song for you.
I chose that I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you.
Incorporated, that Juneteenth Candlelight Vigil for Our Youth, which is Monday, June 19th, 6:30. Well, actually, it will end around 6:30. It starts around 4, so it'll be a prayer vigil. Cuyahoga County Juvenile Detention Center, 9300 Quincy Avenue. Sexual abuse of minors must be stopped, which is a direct quote from Alfred E. Porter Jr. Jeff Mixon, political director, 216-971-7942 or 440-915-8998. And also, because it was asked by one of the guests, the summer solstice is June 21st. June 21st. Everybody stay up, stay prayed up. Much love, much respect. Peace out to Day May. Peace out to the general, five-star general, Donna Walker Brown. She, BWA, Black on Black Crime, BMA. They invaded the city of East Cleveland. All those names that I just mentioned went down there. We'll talk about that next week. Be here. Or don't be here. You'll be able to catch the replay. Love you all. Peace.